waiting was agony. Javan Samad Najafi, of the House of Kadar, Prince of Akram, paced the stone corridor outside the headmaster's office because staying still felt impossible. He'd spent the past 10 years at the prestigious Milisatria Academy for the comportment and education of the nobility in the northern kingdom of Loch Talam, far from his family. He hadn't seen his father since the moment the king had escorted him into the school at the age of 7 and solemnly reminded him of his duty to his mother's Mukadas, Tassel, before returning to Akram. He'd done his best to fulfill his mother's sacred dying wish that her son would earn the most honors of any prince educated at Milisatria. He'd studied hard for every exam, taken extra classes, and turned down invitations to visit the taverns and theaters in town so he could do schoolwork instead. He'd worked tirelessly to prepare himself mentally and physically for the challenge of earning the academy's top honors. And now everything came down to the thin sheet of parchment the headmaster would soon be nailing to his door.
"Stop pacing, you're making me nervous," Kelan said.
The crown prince of Balavata was slouched lazily against the wall opposite the headmaster's door, eating a sandwich as if learning which 10 students had qualified to compete in the upcoming final exam for the position of top honors was of little consequence. Javan glanced at his roommate, his heart jumping in his chest. "Nothing makes you nervous." Kalan spoke around a mouthful of thick oat bread and ham.
"I'm pretty unflappable."
Javan rolled his eyes, forced himself to breathe past the surge of nerves that wanted to close his throat, and continued pacing while 2 dozen of his friends and fellow students joined him in the corridor, their eyes lit with anticipation, their conversations echoing throughout the stone hallway. Kelan shoved himself away from the wall and offered half his sandwich to Javan.
"Here."
"I'm not hungry." And Ilhalik knew if Javan tried to swallow anything right now, he'd choke.
"You're always hungry."
Kelan raised an eyebrow at Javan, and the prince shook his head. "I can't eat right now. My stomach is in knots." Kelan grimaced and took a small step back.
"Last time you said that, you vomited on my boots 2 seconds later."
Javan punched Kelan's shoulder.
"That was in 5th year, and you said you'd never bring it up again."
"Just making sure that's the only thing that's coming up."
Kelan winked at Javan, and the prince laughed, though it felt like his lungs were constricting. He'd make the cut. Of course he would. He'd studied longer and worked harder than anyone else at the academy. But what if? What if the tricky question on his applied mathematics exam had knocked his grade down a point? There were 3 other students who were naturally better at math than he was. What if he'd used the wrong codex to interpret the obscure quote on his philosophy exam? He could name 5 others who would never make that mistake. What if the margin of victory he'd tried so hard to achieve was a fragile thing easily lost by a single mistake? Ilhalik, be merciful. Javan couldn't return to Akram without fulfilling his mother's Mukadas to sell. He'd never be able to look his father in the face again.
"Stop it,"
Kelan smacked Javan's back, his dark eyes glaring at the Akramian prince.
"Stop what?"
Javan frowned at his friend, refusing on principle to rub the spot where Kelan's handprint felt singed into his skin.
"Stop obsessing. You'll make the list. You make every list. You always get everything you set your mind to. If I hadn't spent the last 10 years with an up-close and personal view of your many flaws, I might be jealous."
Javan snorted. "Since when are you jealous of anyone?" Kelan grinned, but any reply he might have made was lost as the headmaster's office door swung open. Silence descended on the corridor, as every student watched the tall man with close-cropped gray hair and a neatly clipped beard step out of his office.